Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut, with this week's focus, Bearing Fruit. Dear friends, from childhood we've been taught that Lent is a time for fearless moral inventory, for auditing our shortcomings, for recognizing our need for repentance, and for recharging our spiritual batteries. Without a truly loving and forgiving God, what a wretched time this would be. It can feel like our list of failings just never gets shorter. We seem to be making the same dumb mistakes over and over. As Yogi Berra would say, it's deja vu all over again. But Lent was never meant to be a season of repeatedly wallowing in past mistakes. Rather, it's spring cleaning time, a time to clear the decks, a time to prepare to reconnect with the risen Christ. That means recognizing and packing up our sins for Christ to collect them and take them to the cross for our forgiveness. Thankfully, God loves us and forgives us over and over. He knows us through and through. He made the clay from which we spring. We've been in His heart since before time began. We're His beloved, warts and all. How many times have we asked God for just one more chance, and He's given us another chance, and another, and another? The lesson of this week's gospel is God doesn't give up on us. Don't give up on Him. We're all sinners, not in the hands of an angry God, but in the arms of a loving Savior. You see, God loves, pursues us. It's all around us. We must invite it in. We take God's love for granted at our peril. Far worse than any sin of commission or omission is despairing of forgiveness, denying ourselves the opportunity for God's mercy. That's why there's Lent, our annual opportunity to reconnect with God. With the return of Lent, Jesus reminds us once more again that while life endures, it's never too late to repent and be reconciled with our Heavenly Father. My friends, the theme of this week's gospel is spiritual growth. We see that the vintner can prepare the soil, prune the branches, purge the pests, and nurture the plant. He can do it year after year. But ultimately, the vine must respond. Without fruit, it's just taking up space, wasting precious time and effort. It's headed for the fire. And frankly, so are we if we don't turn to Him, throw our sins upon the cross, ask His forgiveness, and make firm resolve to live in and for His love. Simple advice, but sadly the world is full of people much too smart and far too proud to take it. And no wonder. You see, in popular culture, practicing Christians are portrayed as naive dopes at best, and more often than not as smarmy hypocrites who are the villains of every plot. How uncool to search your soul, name your sins, take responsibility, and ask for God's forgiveness. But Lent is the antithesis of cool. It's a time of searing self-awareness. It's a time of reigniting lukewarm faith and fanning the flame of Christ's love. You see, time is the precious currency of life. My friends, this Lent, let's invest it where it will give the greatest return. Spend more time with Jesus every day. Walk with Him through your past, your day, your plans, knowing that Lent leads to the cross. Ask His forgiveness. Seek His guidance. Thank Him. Praise Him. Love Him. Share His love with everyone in your life today. That's the reason God put the universe in motion. That's the fruit that we're planted here to bear. This has been Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.